Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Edgewood Mustangs and J.B. Neal are 22-5 and headed to the regional at Greencastle coming up on Saturday. Coach, your first sectional championship, 22 wins. It's been a great year, but it's not over yet.
Yeah. It's been a real special year for these kids. You know, we was able to win the Wabash Valley Classic, then our conference, and then the sectional kind of topped it off.
And having the first 20-win season at Edgewood since, I believe, 2007-2008, is that a big deal to your kids? Or do they have bigger dreams to dream about?
I don't know. We've not really talked about that. The goal that's in front of us, whether it's the first financial Wabash Valley or the conference or the sectional, that's kind of what we focus on and just take game by game. And when it all ends and the dust settles, we'll probably talk about how many we tallied up. But for now, we really don't talk about that.
You knew you had a good team to start the season. Was the Wabash Valley the kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Did that reinforce the belief among your team that, hey, we've got something special here?
Well, I thought the game, Sullivan game before the Wabash Valley, I've seen us defensively start to apply stuff that I've been trying to get kids to apply. And from then on, we really took off. And I thought defensively we've been very solid from that point on.
What do you think caused that light switch to flip?
Well, I don't know if they just got tired of me harping on it and doing those breakdown drills and practice every day. I think that had a little to do with it. Hey, let's just finally give in and do what he's asking us to do. But I think just a group effort. I mean, I got a bunch of selfless guys that they focus on winning. And, you know, that's the only thing that matters to them. So I think that makes it easy to play good team defense. And just kind of by committee, everybody just got on board and things started clicking for us, and, you know, here we are.
You can catch the full interview with head coach J.B. Neal at WGCLradio.com. It's the Edgewood Mustangs and Lebanon Tigers, Game 2 of the Greencastle Regional, Saturday, just after 12 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Part two of our interview with Edgewood head coach J.B. Neal as he gets ready for the Greencastle Regional. Most special teams do it at both ends of the floor, so let's not forget about the offense. Senior Chayton Howard has really carried the scoring load all year.
Yes, you know, you can't compliment Chayton Howard enough. I mean, he stepped up in the Wabash Valley. He's obviously MVP, and he was a beast in our sectional. 25 the first night, 29 the second, and then 15. And he didn't play the last 4 or 5 minutes in the championship game. He's really separated himself as far as, you know, he's a senior playing with urgency. But I think what our guys do best is we've got a bunch of role player guys that, you know, hey, if somebody needs to step up one night, they do. You know, whether you're starter or not, we've got guys coming off the bench that are giving us something positive every time. So that's been a big key to our success.
What do you know about your first opponent, the Lebanon Tigers?
They're long, athletic. They kind of mirror us, really, physically. Luckily, they don't have a 6'8 guy or anything like that. You know, they play a good pack line defense. They try to slow it down. I think they're averaging close to 50 a game. So a little different style than ours, but, you know, hey, we'll have a game plan and be ready.
And if the Mustangs advance, it's Danville or Indianapolis Attucks, both teams 19-4 entering regional play.
Yeah, it's about like having the Lakers and Celtics on the other side there waiting on you. Yeah, very, very good basketball team. So, you know, we're going to try to take care of business first in that the morning game, and then as we move forward there, we'll have time in between games to come up with a game plan. And that's where the Wabash Valley, I think, comes into play. Our kids, they're very adaptable. Give us a couple hours, an hour to walk through some stuff, and they can apply it on the floor. So that'll be crucial. You know, if we get the opportunity to play in that night game.
Best of luck to Coach Neal and the Mustangs in their quest for a regional championship. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glascott.